哦，教室里听课，从来不做实验的。
Some people will never go to lab。
这就好像有的人只有罗马书前面八章，后面就没有了。
Just like he only has the first eight chapters of Romans and do not have the letter.
尤其在神学院里面，你所读的就是前面的，最重要是前面的八章。
Especially in seminaries, they only read the first eight chapters.
他们脑子里面充满了理论。
So they had a filled with theory.
他们从来没有经历过。
They have no experience.
所以前面八章是讲真理，后面八章是讲经历。
So first eight chapters talks about truth, and letter talks about spirit.
所以前面八章在教室里面，后面八章在实验室里面。
First chapter eight is in the classroom, and the letter eight is in the lab.
我们蒙恩得救，有一面神把我们放在基督的学校里面。
On one hand, after we are saved, God put us in school.
有教室里面，也有实验室里面。
It has both classrooms and lab.
这两个东西一定要相辅相成的。
These two things has to be complementary to each other.
好，现在我们来看福音真理。
Now let's look at the gospel.
现在我们来看神的福音。
Now let's look at the gospel.
那么神的福音是怎么一回事呢？
What is the gospel?
那么你很明显的，这个整个的这个八章呢，是分成两段的。
And obviously, this eight chapters is divided into two parts.
那你如果翻到第五章，很清楚，到了第十一节，这是一段。
If you turn to chapter 5, verse 11, that's the end of the first part.
那么从十二节开始到第八章最后是第二段。
And from verse 12 to the end of chapter 8, that's the second part.
这个两段分得非常非常清楚。
And this division is very clear.
我们怎么知道它分得很清楚呢
？How do we know it's so clear？
为什么五章十一节是个分水岭呢
？Why 5:11 is this dividing line？
因为你读这个前面第一段的时候
，If you read the first part，
你发现有一个字是非常抢眼的。
You know that's one word that's really obvious。
那就是 prominent， 那就是圣经说世人都犯了罪。
That is the word saints。
所以一开始就讲到罪。
So first talks about sins。
因为你讲的救恩讲的福音一定要从罪讲起的。
Because when you talk about gospel, you will start with sins。
一定要从人的光景、人的 condition 开始讲起。
It begins with our condition。
我们如果看见我们的光景，看见我们的情形。
If we know our conditions,
你就知道我们是需要救恩的。
You know that we need a sin。
所以既然讲的救恩，当然讲的罪。
So talk about salvation, we need to talk about sin.
所以第一章到第八章都是讲的罪。
So chapter 1 through 8, all talk about sin.
不过第一段跟第二段讲的有一点的不同。
But the first part is a little different from the second.
在希腊原文里面，前第一段的罪是多数的。
In the original Greek, this first sin is plural.
然后第二段呢，那个罪是单数的。
And the second part, the sin is singular.
我是指 dominance 是主要是多半是多数的，后面一段主。多半是单数的。
I'm talking about the dominant numbers of these words.
So 我不是说你在前面绝对找不到单数的罪，后面绝对不找到多数罪，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you can never find one single sin in the first part or plural sin in the second part.
因为主的话呢，是叫我们注意到在前面一段那个重点是在我们多数的罪。
Because God, I want to emphasize the first part. He wants us to look at the plural sins.
然后后面给我们看见单数的罪。
Later, he shows us the singular sin.
只有多数的罪加上单数的罪，你才能够把罪的看得清清楚楚。
Only the plural sins plus the singular sin, we can show us.
我们对罪有认识，我们对光景就认识了。
If we understand the condition of sin, how sin,
然后你就需要，你就知道我们需要救恩。
Then you understand.We need salvation.
所以一面是人的光景。
On one hand is man's condition.
另一面是什么救法。
On the other hand is the salvation of God.
你知道医生告诉我们说你有这个病。
So the doctor says you have this disease.
这是坏消息。
And this is bad news.
所有医生告诉我们你有这个病都是坏消息。
All the doctor tells you have this disease is bad news.
但是好消息是。
But the good news is
医生能够医治你这个病。
The doctor can cure this.
所以办法你要告诉我办法在哪里。
You have to tell me what way you have to.
如果今天圣经只告诉我们是有罪。
If the Bible only tells us we are sinners,
这是坏消息。
This is bad news.
这好像医生告诉我们生了癌症一样。
Just like the doctor says you have cancer.
但是这个不是好福音。
But this is not good.
那为什么是神的福音呢？
Why is this God's good news?
神的福音是先告诉我们坏消息。
God's good news is to first tell us bad news.
要告诉我们好消息。
And then tell us the good news.
好消息是神怎么样能拯救我们。
The good news is how God can save us.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是福音。
This is good news.
你看见吗？所有的宗教。
All the religions
只告诉我们坏消息
only tell us bad news
他们从来没有告诉我们真正医疗的办法在哪里
they never show us the true way the true way to cure our disease
所以很简单既然讲的是神的福音
so very simple it talks about God's
那么很明显的一定要把福音讲得起当从罪讲起的
of course it will start with sin
那么什么叫多数的罪呢
What does it mean by sins?
这里都是不是很清楚的
Here the plural sin
你知道圣经里面很明显的告诉我们这些罪是哪些罪
You know the Bible clearly tells us what kind of sins
比方说这个第一章二十九节装满了各样的不义邪恶贪婪恶毒满心是妒忌凶杀争竞诡诈毒恨有忏悔的背后说人的怨恨神的武慢人的狂傲的自夸的捏造恶事的违背父母的无知的背约的无亲情的不怜悯你看这是罪的清单
For example, the clear checklist of sins are listed in 1st chapter, verse 29
所以这里给我们看见说罪是一个一个果子你都能算得出来的
So here shows us that sins are fruits that you can count
所以这里多数的罪就指着我们一个一个犯的罪
So here, the plural sins refers to the actual deeds
你把刚才这些罪通通放在一起
If you put all those sins together,
那么就很清楚了。
Then very clear.
这个叫做什么？这个叫做多数的罪，因为不可能就数都数不过来说是多数的罪。
So this is plural sins because they are counted.
所以这个是指说我们犯出来的罪说的。
Those are the sins that we actually acted out.
这个罪已经产生行为了。
It has deeds.
这个行为已经对整个世界产生伤害了。
The deeds has damaged,
You 叫这些罪，你看这些罪通通产生伤害的。
And those sins Things are damaging.
当你读这段圣经的时候
When you read this,
你会以为只有外邦人才犯罪。
You thought only Gentiles can sin.
因为这里明明是讲的外邦人的罪，是不是
？Because here only talks about Gentiles.
但是亚以布罗就警告犹太人。
However, Paul warned the Jews.
你们不要做论断别人的人。
You shall not be the judge.
你今天如果是五十步笑一百步就是了。
Today you are but laughing at the people 50.
不光外邦人是罪人。
Not only the Gentiles.
外邦人是你许许多多的罪。
And the Gentiles has committed a lot of sins.
其实犹太人也犯了许多的罪。
However, the Jews also committed a lot of
sins. 所以从第一章第三章很清楚，保罗给我们看的，不光外邦人犯罪，连以犹太人也犯罪。
So from first chapter to the third, it shows that not only Gentiles but Jews also are sinners.
一到五十步，一个一百步而已。
One committed 50 steps, another.
所以没有比一百步没有不见得比五十步好。好的多少
So the 100 steps is not much better than the 50 steps.
所以等到第三章第九节的时候
Until chapter 3 verse 9
他说因为我们已经证明犹太人和希律人都在罪恶之下
We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin.
就如经上所记没有一人连一个人没有
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
你看这句话是说这是圣经里面的话
This is quoted from the scripture.
所以叫犹太人没有话说的
So the Jews has no
argument. 意思就是说不光是没有一人不光在外邦中间没有一人连在犹太人中间也没有一人。
It means that not only in Gentiles there's no one righteous, but also including Jews.
二十三节
，verse 23，
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以不止外邦人需要救恩，连基督徒，连犹太人也需要救恩。
So not only the Gentiles, but the Jews also need the gospel.
不光外邦人得了癌症，犹太人也得了癌症。
Not only the Gentile has cancer, but the Jews also.
这个症都是不治之症
and this is incurable.
所以让我们记得
So let us
remember. 这是坏消息
This is bad.
很清楚的
verse
在这里给我们可能世人都犯了罪
Here shows us all have sinned
那么你从人类来看我们通通就死定了
In man's eyes we are all doomed to die
我们都应该要灭亡
We are all doomed to die
你今天没有一个人可以论断别人
No one is worthy to judge
犹太人不能够论断外邦人
The Jews cannot to judge, cannot be judgmental
一个罪人不能论断另外一个罪人
One sinner cannot be judgmental
所以
那个圣
经说犹太人外邦都在罪恶之下
It proves that all has fallen into under sin
这就是前面三章很清楚的
This is the first three chapters
然后呢没有一人也一个也没有
And there's no one righteous, not even one
都是偏离罪恶
It all has gone astray
然后你看见保罗就引圣经好几个地方圣经把它串起来的
Then Paul put the quotation from scriptures together
然后证明说他们犯了罪时他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓他们用舌头弄鬼扎嘴唇里有毒蛇的毒气
and their throats are open graves and their tongues practice deceit
等等等等那么平安的路他们未曾知道他们眼中不怕神
and there's no fear of God before their eyes
你看这个不光是对外邦人的
this is not only concerning the
Jews 这个也是对着犹太人的
it also concerns the Jews
现在很清楚了
now it's fair
你看见吗我们所以说叫普天普世的人都伏在神的审判之下
so all In silence, the whole world is held accountable to God.
因为你看现在，因为大家有罪，所以当然都在神的审判底下嘛。
Because everybody has sins, they all under God's judgment.
犹太以为他们在神的审判之上。
And Jews think they are above God's judgment.
他们不应该被定罪的。
They shall not be condemned.
他们不需要救恩的。
They do not need salvation.
但是很清楚的。
They're very clear.
不管有律法没有律法，你看通通是罪人。
Whether you have law or not law, but they are all sinners.
所以你注意到前面五章，从五章十一节以前讲到我们的罪是犯一个一个的罪。
So before 5:11 talks about our sins, our deeds of sins.
那么这个是非常非常清楚的。
This is very clear.
到了后面第二段
，the second part，
那个罪变成单数的了。
And the sin becomes singular.
那现在这是非常重要了。
Now this is very important.
如果没有这个后面单数的罪的话
，if there's no this singular sin，
我们就不知道我们怎么会犯那么多的罪。
We do not understand why we can commit so much sin.
我们普通的感觉是我撒谎了，犯这个罪，犯那个罪，所以我是个罪人。
Usually we feel that because I lied, I commit this sin or that sin, so I'm a sinner.
但是神的福音是告诉我们。
However, the gospel of God says,
因为我们是罪人，所以我们犯了许多的罪。
Because we are sinners, that's why we commit so many sins.
这个单数的罪是告诉我们那棵树坏掉了。
And this single sin tells us that we are, the tree are bad.
这个树就结出很多的果子来。
The trees are bad, so you produce many fruits.
这个果子是多数的。
And these fruits are plural.
这个树是单数。
The tree is single.
一个是果子，一个是根。
One is the root, one is what.
你要问说为什么我撒谎，为什么犯这么多罪？你的根，因为我们是个罪人。
You ask why I lie, why I do this or that? Because I'm a sinner.
这是非常非常重要的。
This is very very important.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次讲到罪的时候
，Brothers and sisters, every time we talk about sin,
你就指着我们这个人，就是我们以为说我结这个果子坏的，结另外一个果子也是坏的。
We start, we produce this bad fruit or that bad fruit.
我们从来没有想到我们这个人就是坏的。
We never thought about, think about that our person is bad.
如果我犯了许多的罪
，If I committed a many
sins, 你为主耶稣为我的罪死。
We can say the Lord Jesus died for my sin.
但是你不会说主耶稣为我死。
But you will never say Jesus died for me.
如果你看见说我犯着许多的罪，因为我就是个罪人。
If you understand the reason I commit so many sins, because I'm a sinner.
我从头顶到脚尖像长大麻风一样。
I'm like a leper from top to bottom.
是现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
我犯着许多的罪，因为我根本就是罪人。
I commit so many sins because I'm indeed in nature a sinner.
所以因着这个缘故
，because of this，
你看见我不能不犯罪。
Now I will see, I cannot but sing.
大家明白吗？
You understand?
现在我们知道有很多的艾滋病。
Now we know there are many AIDS.
大家都知道说这个艾滋病乃是人纵欲的结果。
We know that AIDS came from the adultery of people.
但是人放纵自己 ，indulge themselves.
Indulge themselves.
当人放纵他们自己的时候
，when they indulge themselves in sexual.
那么会不会因为有了这个，会不会因为有了这个艾滋病以后，大家的罪也减少了呢
？Will the sins be reduced because of AIDS？
那现在所有人都知道。
Now everyone knows，
因为犯罪人非犯罪不可。
Because sinners have to sin，
你说不要，结果是办不到的。
And it's impossible for you to say I don't want it。
所以政府才说，如果你非做不可的话，你要顾到你的安全。
So the government says if you have to do it, then be care do it safely。
就那句了，就你要这个，你要
take measures。
对，所以你如果采取安全的措施的话
，if you take measures to be safe，
那么结果你就会受到保护
，then you will be protected。
但这个证明什么？
What does this prove?
证明这棵树已经坏掉了。
This proves the tree is corrupted.
所以明白吗？
You understand?
问题在这里，这个树因为只结酸的果子。
This tree because only produce a bad.
酸的果子非酸不可。
So that fruit must be bad.
你叫它不可能是甜的。
It's impossible for it to be sweet.
一个罪人不犯罪是稀奇的事情。
So it's a strange thing for a sinner not to.
一个罪人犯罪是当然的事情。
It's reasonable for a sinner to.
一个罪人犯罪是一个。你可意料中的事情。
It's predictable that a sinner will sin.
所有做父母的
，every parent，
你得救了，你生下的儿女不是得救的。
You are saved, but your children are not.
你没有办法把救恩遗传给你的下一代。
There's no way for you to pass on.
所以从第一天你要记得。
So you have to remember from the
beginning. 你怎么带养，怎么抚养你的儿女
？How you treat, how you bring up.
你要记得他们都是罪人，不过是小罪人就是了。
You have to remember they are all sinners, but little.
每次他从他们的身上可以看出你们自己来。
Every time you can see yourselves from them，
我们当然年纪做了父母是某件句话没有错。
We are older, we are
因为犯了很多的罪嘛。
Because we have committed so many sins。
但是很多地方从小朋友身上你看不出来的。
But many things you can see from your children。
所以他们都是罪人。
So they are all sinners。
那做父母要记得。
So parents，
你要给他创造一个环境，让有一天能得救才可以。
You have to create an environment that someday。They will be saved.
你知道说罪人他将来的行径，他走的路是什么样的路
？You can tell that what way the sinners will walk.
所以到了还到了大，到了大学，到了就高中的时候
，when they go to high school and college，
你知道他有一定样，有一定的 pattern 的。
So you can tell they will have follow a certain pattern.
罪人一定有一个 pattern 的
，and a sinner must have a pattern.
你看见吗？今天你不管你不管怎么样，他一定走那条路的。
No matter what you do, they will follow that pattern.
所以这证明什么？
What does this prove?
在许多时候，我们一直注意一个一个的行为。
Many times we just pay attention to individual deeds.
我们忘记了那个根在什么地方。
We forgot about the root.
这里讲的单数是指那个数，是讲那个根。
Here, this single word talks about the root.
那么好了，一面讲的多数的罪的时候。
On the one hand, we talk about plural sin.
神的办法是什么
？What's God's salvation?
然后现在我讲了多数的罪的时候
，Now it talks about the singular sin.
我们要问神的办法是什么
？We need to ask what is God's way.
感谢主
，Thank you, Lord.
你读到前面多数的罪的时候
，When you read the plural sins,
神的办法乃是主耶稣的宝血。
God's way of salvation is sacrifice.
所以前面的一段主要是讲的主的血。
So the first part emphasizes the Lord's blood.
等到后面讲的单数的罪的时候
，later when he deals with the singular sin，
就不是讲到主的宝血了。
It stops talk about God's.
你要怎么对付这个犯罪的人
？How can you deal with this sinful nature？
这个办法不是血。
And the method is not the blood.
现在的办法乃是十字架。
Now the way is the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细读这前面两段的话
，If you carefully read the first two parts，
一面讲到我们的光景
，On one hand talk about our condition，
多数的罪和单数的罪
，Plural sins and singular sins，
一面讲到神的办法、神的救法，那就是宝血和十字架。
On the other hand talks about God's salvation, the precious blood and the cross。
你不要把它调过来。
Do not reverse。
你知道主的宝血不是对付我们单数的罪的。
The precious blood of the Lord is not to deal with our single sin。
这个你不能把它调过来。
You cannot exchange them。
那么这个到底原因在什么地方
？What is the the reason?
那么很清楚的
Very clear.
因为你只有把这两面弄清楚了
Because only when you understand these two sides
我再说一遍
I will emphasize
因为我们多数犯罪一个一个罪
For our deeds of sins
主的净法是宝血
Salvation is the precious blood
宝血一面当然洗净我们的罪
And salvation the blood on one hand will cleanse our sins
另一面它也能够洒在我们的良天良里面。
On the other hand, it also cleanses our fall into our conscience,
叫我们良心没有亏欠。
So that our conscience will not fall short.
因为那个血是给神看的。
Because that blood is shown to God.
结果是一看见这个血就越过去了。
So when God sees this blood, he will pass over.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and
sisters, 这就是宝血的功效。
This is the effect.
那这个宝血已经答应仇敌的控告。
And this blood is also to answer the enemy's accusation.
所以就我们自己来讲
，So to ourselves,
是洁净
，It is to clean.
十字架的血是解决我们的洗净我们的罪。
The blood of the cross is to cleanse our sin.
但是就是神来说
，But to God,
他一看见这个血就越过去。
When he sees the blood, he passes over.
但是就是撒旦来说
，However, to Satan,
他因为这个血他不能控告我们。
Because of this blood, he cannot accuse us.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚的。
So brothers and sisters, this is very clear.
当然，一面我们犯了罪了，我们需要主的血来洗净我们。
On the one hand, when we sin, we need God's precious blood.
因着我们犯罪了
，because we sin,
这个落在神的震怒底下。
We fall in under the wrath.
我们没有一次犯罪，神不生气的。
And there's none sin that God will not be angry.
感谢主。他生气，他一定要审判。
When he's angry, he will judge.
他审判就好像无月节六面的天使一样。
His judgment is like the death angel.
感谢主。他一看见他儿子的血。
As soon as you see the precious blood of
God,
it passes over.
所以我们叫神的审判不会临到我们。
That's why we know God's judgment will not fall on us.
然后我们良心就平安了。
Then our conscience will have peace.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
每次犯罪的时候
，Every time we sin,
撒旦总是控告你的。
Satan will for sure accuse
you. 你这样还像基督徒吗
？You know, like are you a Christian?
我看你算了吧。
Just give it up.
你根本是骗人的嘛。
You are just false.
所以他在你良心里面又给了很多很多。
So he has punched many holes.
你还来聚会吗
？Why do you still pray?
你还祷告吗
？Why do you still pray?
你祷告不起来了。
So you cannot pray.
然后下次连弟兄姊妹都不要见面。
Next time you don't want to see brothers and sisters.
然后慢慢你看，撒旦就叫我们这个完全枯萎下来了。
And later, gradually, Satan will make our life
weaker. 所以弟兄姊妹，你看看主的目的是什么？神救恩的目的是什么
？So brothers and sisters, you see God's purpose.
借着宝血
is to use the precious
blood.解决我们所犯许多罪的各方面。
To solve the problems of our deeds of sin.
不光是蒙恩得救以前
，Not only the sins before.
我们所有罪都担当，都主都担当了。
All sins are carried by the Lord.
就是得救以后
，Even after our salvation.
这里你看也是很清楚的。
And this is very clear.
所以就非常非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以因着血的缘故
，Because of the blood,
我们还在神面前没有罪呀。
We as if we are sinless before God.
你看见没有？没有一个人可以来到神面前。
Nobody can come to God.
大祭司来到神面前一定要带着血的。
The high priest, high priest will come to God has to.
所以大祭司站在神面前好像没有罪一样。
So that he has seems as if he is sinless.
神的荣耀一定要击杀我们的罪。
God's glory will kill our sin.
但是因着主的血呢
？But because of the Lord's
sin, 越过去的。
God passed over.
所以感谢主。因为这个缘故
，because of
我们这些罪人好像没有犯罪一样
，sinners like us has as if become a sinner。
所以这什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这就叫做因信称义。
This is called justification by。
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这就是法院宣判说 ，You are not guilty。
This is the court said announced that you are not
now you are being set free。你现在可以走了。
You are being set free。Now you can go。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看嘛，这是 judicial 的，这是法院上的。
This is judicial judgment.
所以很清楚的。
So for
今天我们有了罪以后
，After we have sin,
你看见我们的神是公义的。
You see, our God is just.
在他的法庭里面
，In His court,
他说你可以走了。
He said you can go.
你好像没有罪一样。
As if you are sinless.
为什么
？Why?
因为主耶稣为我们流了宝血。
Because the Lord Jesus has shed His blood.
他一看见这个血
，When God sees this blood,
他就越过去
，He passed over.
好像我们从来没有犯罪一样。
As if we have never sinned.
所以前面五章讲什么呢
？So what does the first five chapters
talking about 诚意
justification by faith.
诚意什么意思？
What does justification mean?
好好的一个人。
It is a,
好像没有犯罪一样。
As if I never sinned.
现在我敢站在神面前了。
Now I can stand before God.
否则神要击杀我们。
Otherwise God will kill us.
所以感谢主。
So thank God.
现在你知道主的血何等的宝贵。
Now you see how precious is the blood.
我能够站在神的面前。
I can stand before God.
我能来到聚会。
I can come to the meeting.
虽然我刚刚犯过罪。
Even though I just sinned.
但是我承认我的罪。
But I confess my
sin. 神是信实的。
God is just.
神是公义的。
God is.
所以叫你靠着主的血的遮盖。
So under the cover of this
blood. 你能来到神的面前。
You can come to Father.
你能够祷告。
You can pray.
你能够赞美。
You can praise.
弟兄姊妹，你要记得。
You must remember.
你是配的。
You are not worthy.
因着主的血的缘故。
Because of his blood.
你能够站在那里。
You can stand here.
我现在很担心。
Now I'm very
worried. 有很多年轻人，很多今天特别灵恩派的弟兄们。
Especially today, many charismatic brothers.
他们唱着短歌。
They sing very short songs.
他们说我们可以来到神面前。
They say I can come to God.
他们用的话都是旧约里面的话。
The words they use are from the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，不一定都不错，你可以来到神面前。
Yes, you can come to God.
但在旧约里面，你怎么来到神面前
？But if in the Old Testament, how can you come to God?
一个罪人，就是你大祭司也是个罪人。
Even if you are the Chief priest, high priest, you are still
a sinner.
He has to bring blood.
So, 等到神一看见那个血
when God sees the blood,
神悦纳那个血
God is received.
神悦纳这个
and God accepts the
blood. 因为神悦纳基督在十字架上流的宝血
because God accepts the blood shedding of
Christ. 所以神悦纳我们。
So God accept us.
所以我们在神的法庭上神说你没有罪了。
So in the judicial court of God, God said you're free.
现在你不会被击杀的。
Now you will not be destroyed.
我们好像不义。
We are as if you are righteous.
就你做了什么
？What did you do?
你修桥了吗？你补路了吗
？Did you build a bridge?
你是不是做了很多的好事呢
？Did you do many good things?
像所有的宗教说你要做了很多很多的事。
As all other religions says you have to do this good
thing. 这些都是应该的。
This we should do.
这些不可能能补偿你所犯过的罪。
Those good things cannot compensate for the sins.
所以你怎么今天如果你是好人一个？
If you say you are good person,
如果今天你没有罪的话
，If you have no sin,
弟兄姊妹，这个怎么回事呢
？How can this be?
你现在看见吗？你怎么可能无端端的就是没有罪了呢
？How can you all of a sudden become sinless?
感谢主，
感谢
主，主在十字架上为我们流宝血。
Because our Lord on the cross has shed his
blood, 他付了最大的代价。
He has paid the greatest price.
所以现在看见那个血
，So now sees that blood,
神的愤怒就过去。
God's wrath is over.
而且靠着那血，我们能站回神面
前。The blood we can stand before
him.
So we can draw closer.
幔子已经裂为两半。
The veil has been split into two.
圣所到至圣所已经怎么没有隔绝了
？The holy and the holy of holies has no.
我们每个人都能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Every one of us we can come to the Lord with confidence.
弟兄姊妹，你们唱说我们在神的面前。
You can see we are before God.
因为都是主的宝血。
All because of the precious blood.
你上一次认罪是什么时候
？When was the last time you confessed your sin?
有的人犯了罪像该隐一样，好像嬉皮笑脸来到神的面前。
Many people when they sinned, they still like came to God.
好像没有事情发生一样。
As if nothing happened.
你一点道歉也没有。
You have no, you don't feel sorry.
一点感觉也没有。
You have no feeling of it.
弟兄姊妹，你要有感觉的。
You need to have a
feeling. 我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
你怎么敢来到神面前
？How dare you?
你来到神，你怎么知道神不击杀你呢
？You come to God, how do you know God will not
punish you? 感谢主
，But thank God，
这是约。
This is
我们来到神面前
，We come to God，
会被击杀的。
We are not, be destroyed。
因为主的血就是个保证。
Because God's Lord's blood
is sure. 所以你怎么为什么称义呢
？Why will I justify？
很明显的
，Very clear。
第五章第九节
，Five nine。
现在我们就靠着他的血称义。
Since we have now been justified by His blood,
就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
How much more shall we be saved from God's wrath?
所以定住了我们，我们得救了。
Now we are saved.
我们靠着他的血称义。
By His blood we are justified.
但是这个血怎么称义？怎么叫你称义呢
？How can His blood justify you?
我们的门楣上、门框上就抹了羔羊的血。
Our doorpost has been split with God's
lamb's blood. 这就是我们相信。
And this is our 立，
有一天你相信主耶稣做你的救主。
One day you trust the Lord as a savior.
感谢主，你就把他血抹在你的心门门楣上和门框上。
You have put this blood on the doorpost of your heart.
所以感谢主。
So thank you, Lord.
现在我们能称义了。
Now we are justified.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么称义的呢
？How did we? How were we justified?
所以你读到第三章第二十一节。
So read 3:21.
但如今神义在律法以外已经显明出来。
And now our righteousness from God apart from law has been made
known. 22节。
22。
就是神义因信耶稣基督嫁给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
This righteousness from God comes, is no different.Comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
二十九节，如果这一切蒙神的恩典，以基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
And are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus.
非常的意思不是吗
？So what does that mean?
没人可以再控告你。
No one can.
撒旦不能控告。
Satan cannot accuse.
神的愤怒不会引导你。
God's wrath will not.
因着主耶稣为我们所流的宝血。
Because of the precious blood by our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
你怎么称义呢？
How are you justified?
我们因信就称义了。
We are justified by faith.
所以你得救了。
Now you are saved.
你得这个地位了。
You are in the position.
本来你在神面前没有地位的。
Recently you have no position.
因为你只要坐在神面前，一定被击杀的。
Because when you come before him, you'll be killed.
现在你站得住，因为神给你个地位。
Now you can stand because God gave you a
position. 这叫什么
？What is this?
这叫做因信称义。
This is called justification.
感谢主。
Thank God.
前面我们多数的罪。
The multiple
the problem. 我们看见神是这么解决的。
You see, God has solved it.
在这以前
，before
在这以后
，after 上，
我想是很清楚的。
It's very clear.
这幅图啊是很清楚给我们看见的。
It's very clear.
然后二十一节又就跑到另外一个，跑到转到另外一个弯了。
Verse 12 goes to another place.
那就给我们看见单数的罪。
It shows us the singular sin.
那么讲的单数的罪的时候。
When he talks about the singular sin,
是讲到我们罪的性情。
Talks about the nature of our sin.
现在是摸到单的部分，属单的部分。
Now it touches the root.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你怎么对付这个根呢
？How do you deal with the root?
如果这根在我们里面的话
，If this root is in us,
第一，我们蒙恩得救以后
，Now number one, after we are saved,
是不是罪根就被拔掉了呢
？Is the root being rooted? Uprooted.
那么现在根据保罗
，Now
through
Paul,
你看见得救以后这个罪根。
You see, after we are saved, this root is not
dead.
It is still in us.
那么我们的主的宝血是拯救我们脱离神的审判和愤怒。
We know the blood of Jesus to save us from God's judgment and wrath.
那如果这样的话
，So if this is
如果罪还在这里。
Is the sin still there?
那么神一定要有办法才行。
The God must have another way.
因为我们一辈子就是受这个苦的。
Because we suffered under sin.
你要这个罪人不犯罪是不可能。
It is impossible to let the sinner not sin.
你试试看。
You try.
你能不能在一个小时之内不撒谎？
And whether it's possible for you not to lie.
你要拿我讲义，你能不能好好的操练，每一句话都是准确的？
Can you exercise that every word of you is accurate?
你越注意，越看见这个人不管怎么样是非说谎不可。
The more you pay attention, you will realize you have no way
to escape. 我们这个人是罪人嘛
？Because we are sinners.
你期待一个好坏树能结好果子
？Can you expect a bad tree to produce good fruits?
你明白吗？这是不可能，你不可能，不可能一件事。
This is impossible.
我们讲这句很难听的话。
We see a very.
你从来不期待狗嘴能长出象牙来吗
？We're saying that you can never expect the dogs to produce elephants.
这是不可能的一件事情。
This is impossible.
所以这就是我们的性情。
This is our nature.
这个猪就是喜欢脏的。
And pigs like a dirty place.
这个鸭子就喜欢水的。
And dogs like water.
这个 chicken 看着水就 chicken 起来了。就 chicken out.
Chicken when he sees the water, he will chicken out.
所以这是 nature， 就是一点办法也没有的。
This is nature. You have no way.
那么你怎么对付 nature？
How can you deal with nature？
怎么面对这里呢？
This is the most difficult.
到底神的救恩是什么样的救恩呢？
And what is God's salvation？
所以，首先我们要对这个单数的罪要弄清楚才可以。
Now we have to understand about this singular sin.
然后主的对付是什么呢？
Now what is God's ways to deal with？
就是讲到十字架。
Then talks about the cross.
那么这里面有很多的讲究的。
And this has many things.
你如果把这一段圣经读过的话
，If you read this passage，
现在你才明白了。
Now you understand.
其实这八章最容易懂是前面五章。
And among these eight chapters, it's easier to understand the first part.
后面三章就难懂了。
Then the latter three chapters,
you are easily get lost.
You are easily get lost.
感谢主。
Thank God.
就是这三章。
But these three chapters,
你看见现在我们需要以斯帖记。
Now we need the book of Esther.
以斯帖记能给我们很大很大的帮助。
And Esther can give us great help.
能把这一段你很难懂的话变成能够懂得的。
To make those hard to understand the words easily understand.
你明白吗？所以我们这一点是非常重要的。
I believe this is very important.
那么讲到罪的时候。光是单数的罪的时候
When you speak about a singular sin
它有三点你要记得
You have to remember three things
第一
Number one
它是个性情
It is a nature
如果是性情的话
If it's nature
你几乎很难你很它一定顺着它的性情来发展的
It has to develop according to its nature
所以你不可能 reverse 你不可能逆着逆性操作是不可能
It is impossible to reverse against it
所以你就看见为什么很多人努力努力再努力结果办不到
了That is why you see people try very hard, but still cannot do it.
所以马克吐温讲过一句话。
So Mark Twain has this saying.
他说戒烟的是最容易的一件事。
It's very easy to give up smoking.
他说我戒了不止一百多次了。
I have tried more than 100 times.
第数次呢，我想我们只要懂得人性。
If we understand human nature,
你要懂他的性情。
You understand the nature.
你明白吗
？Understand.
这个铅放在水里一定往下沉。
The lead, if you put in the water, it will fall to the bottom.
你没有办法这件事情。
It's impossible.
你要它不沉的话
，If you want it to fall,
那么除非你放一个木头在上面。
Except you put a wood.
然后慢慢的才可能让它浮起来。
And gradually it can fall.
如果就做铁来，就是铅来讲，一定往下沉的。
According to the nature of the lead, it will fall.
就这个。罪来讲，就像铅一根往下沉的。
Like this,
man. 感谢主。
But thank God.
在这里呀、啊，不是把罪根拔掉的。
Here, the sin is not uprooted.
神没有把这个铁的性情把它摆改变，没有。
God didn't change the nature of the iron.
神面对人心比万物都诡诈。
The Bible says man's heart is most deceitful.
坏到极处。
It is corrupted
to the heart. 你相不相信？
第一，
我们的最坏的人连神都不能抓住，连神都没有办法的。
Our sins is so bad that even God
wants to say, 从来没有修改修理我们的性情没有。
God will never mend to change to mend our nature.
你看你们铁的永远铁的，铅的永远往下沉的。
And iron is always iron.
Always. 我们得救以后
But thank God, after you are
saved, 你也看见除了铅之外，有个木头的性情加进来。
You see, apart from the lead, there's a nature of wood coming.
然后慢慢的就看见就可以浮起来了。
And gradually, you see the lead can flow.
所以这个就这一段的故事。
And that is this story of this part.
这个也是以斯帖的故事。
And this is also the story of Esther.
我讲是非常非常清楚的。
I believe it is very, very clear.
我们还有十分钟。
We have 10 minutes.
但是我想我们先把这个三点把它弄清楚。
I believe, let's make these three points very clear.
这三章里面
There's three chapters.
讲到罪的时候
When we talk about sin,
是三个特点。
It is three characteristics.
第一，罪是性情。
Number one, sin is a nature.
所以人一定顺着性情走的。
So man has to follow that nature.
根据那个性情
,according to the nature,
你能找到它的轨迹。
You can find the trace.
你叫它走的路一定怎么路的。
You can find the track.
你看得很清楚的。
You see very clear.
每个性情都一样。像做母亲也这样。
Just like a mother.
她到了每个月一定有一件事情发生的。
Every month something will happen.
所以你要这个可以说是个常态的。
You see, this is about a normal status.
所以你要它的常态。
And sin has its normal.
你可以画出它的曲线来的。
You can draw the curve.
你知道它的走向是怎么走的。
You know where it will go.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就很清楚。
Here's the
thing. 罪是个性情。
Number one, sin is a nature.
第二
，Number two,
罪是做王的。
Sin is to be the king.
换句话说
，In other words,
罪有管辖的能力的。
Sin has a power of control.
罪是要我们听话的。
Sin wants us to obey.
不光因为他是王的缘故。
Not only because he is sin.
你逃不出他的魔掌。
You can never escape from his power.
你怎么跑来跑去都在他的掌心里。
Wherever you go, you are under his hand.
你走遍天海角，你都把他抓，他都抓在你手里。
Even if you go to the end of the world, if he is, you are still in his hand.
有的人犯了罪以后。
Some people occupy
this building.
You say, I cannot stay here
anymore. I will
change a place, I may be better.
姐妹, 你不管到天涯海角,
brothers and sisters, whether or not you go to the end of
the world, 永远跟上我们,
sin will forever catch up.
所以,姐妹,
so what is the difficulty?
他要做皇帝呢?
He wants to be the emperor. He will never listen to us.
结果你非听他不可,
so you have to listen to him.
所以他有能力,
so he has a power.
这个能力叫你的感觉是,
and this power will make you feel that you are not
alone. 要有一句江湖上的话, 人在江湖,
there is this word that if you are in the world, then you can you have your own lesson.
要江湖, 你要参加黑社会的话, 你就没有办法了。
If you participate in the
在黑社会里面, 你参加黑社会, Black, 黑社会,
Mafia.
你一参加黑社会, 就连, 你自己江湖, 你在一到江湖里面, 一到黑社会里面去,
if you join the Mafia, then you are not your own master.
你知道你要听 Godfather的话的,
you have to listen to Godfather.
有一天你要离开, 也要派人暗杀你的,
and if you, someday you want to leave them, then you will be assassinated.
你看见吗? 这就是那句话的,
this is what that means.
这个我们都知道黑手党的老大是 Godfather, 就是黑手党的老大的,
and the boss of the mafia is called Godfather.
这个罪就是那个老大,
and sin is that Godfather.
你一点办法都没有,
there's no, look at,
什么话都可以不听老大和非听不可,
you can listen to nobody but the Godfather.
这个由不得你自己的,
it is not, it's all your control.
所有参加黑社会的都知道的,
all those who join mafia means it.
信不信由你弟兄弟,
whether or not you believe,
不管你要还是不要, 你老早就参加这个黑社会了,
whether you want or not, you already joined the mafia.
所以你经历就告诉我们说, 不能自拔, 怎么能拔得起来呢?
So our experience tells us that we have no way to escape.
弟兄姊妹, 我觉得你看保罗形容这个罪行太好了。
For instance, Paul described this sin very, very
well. 你一定要认识你单数罪是怎么一回事。
You have to understand how this singular sin is.
然后我们才能够知道今天我们得救以后虽然我们不在罪的审判底下但是我们怎么过日子呢?
Then you can understand, even though we are saved today, how can we live a Christian life?
我们能不能一天到晚还是犯罪呢?不行的。
Can we continue in sins?
我们应该有个成圣的果子,
we need to have this fruit of sanctification.
所以在这里讲 sanctification,
so here talks about sanctification.
那么你怎么可能 sanctify 呢?
How can we be sanctified?
因为你能站在神的面前,
because we can stand before God.
你只要站在神的面前,
as long as you stand before God,
神是圣洁的,
God is holy,
所以不能得你不圣洁,
so there's no way you cannot be holy.
你非圣洁不可,
you have to be holy.
但问题在这里,
but the problem is,
罪又在我们的身边,
sin is in our sight.
那么什么时候罪才离开我们呢?
When does this sin depart from us?
一直等到主回来的时候,
until our Lord returns.
我们身体改变的时候,
our body being transfigured,
罪的同在才离开我们,
the presence of sin is over.
我们能得救的时候,
after we are, when we are saved,
主耶稣的十字架,
the cross of the
Lord, 拯救我们脱离罪的审判,对罪的刑罚,
saved us from the punishment of sin.
感谢了这个,我们得救,
we thank God because we are saved.
有一天主要回来,
until someday
our Lord returns,
our body will be changed.
我们要拯救脱离罪的同在,
and we will be saved from the presence of sin.
所以明白一个是 the punishment, 或者一个是 the judgment of the sin.
On the one hand is the punishment or judgment of sin,
一个是 the presence of the sin.
On the other hand is the presence of sin.
一个是过去已经有了,
one was in the past,
一个是等到主回来我们就有了,
one is to wait in the future when the Lord returns.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is,
老大还在这里,
the boss is here.
你还是还影响底下,
you are still under his,
没有办法的,
you have no,
罪没有离开嘛,
the sin still,
那有一条路,
is there a way,
能不能解决他,
can you be solved,
你能不能摆脱他,
can you get rid of him,
你明白吗? 所以保罗用的例子,
so Paul used one example,
他不用老大, 他不用黑手党的例子,
so he didn't use the mafia's example,
他用丈夫跟妻子的例子,
he used this example of husband and wife.
所以现在你看见吗?
So now you see,
那么很明显的,
very,
你怎么办? 这个到底怎么办呢?
How can you do it?
所以我们晓得说,
so we end
up, 罪是要做王的,
the sin want to be, will,
罪要控制我们一生的,
sin want to control our
life, 他不会随便放我们走的,
he will never give us up.
现在我们要问,
now we need to ask,
我们怎么能脱离罪的权势?
How can we get rid of the power of sin.
如果你脱离了权势
，if we can escape from
sin，then
you will stop.
你当然就不上网了。
Then you will stop lying.
你当然就过圣洁的生活。
Now you will live a holy life.
那这才是见证，对不对
？This is testimony, right?
你不是有那个对的地位吗
？Now you have a right position.
那个地位不是给你好看的。
That position is not for showing.
那个地位是给你在神面前一直充电的。
That position is for you to be charged.
所以自然就结出成圣的果子出来。
Now you will produce holiness fruit.
这样的果子被罪害人口的。
But we are suffering from the sin.
一面感谢主，我们得救了有很大的改变。
On the one hand, we thank God because we are changed so greatly.
一面老性情还在那里。
On the other hand, the old nature is still there.
所以弟兄姊妹，
是不是
难的？等到音乐声音一年开始，你就动起来了。
When music starts, your heart starts to
move. 所以你看，你等到这个，等到诱惑来了，你就不行了。
When temptation comes, you can, you will fail.
所以到底我们应该怎样能胜过罪的权势
？How can we overcome the power of sin?
我们怎么样能够成圣呢
？How can we be sanctified?
这就是第二段这段的故事了。
This is the story of the second part.
弟兄们，你看见吗？你到了这以后
，After your sin,
你怎么样能够摆脱罪的缠绕
？How can you escape the bondage of
sin? 过得胜的生活
，to be able to live a victorious life.
罪不在那里。
Doesn't mean that sin is not there.
但是你能过得胜的生活。
But you can still live a victorious life.
我们的口腔里面很多的细菌的。
There are many germs in our mouths.
但是没有病。
But we have no sick.
你生命力旺盛的时候
，when your life is strong，
没有事。
There's no.
但医生告诉你，什么时候你抵抗力弱了
？Whenever your resist your power，
然后牙齿就流血了。
Then you have a tooth bleeding，
这就证明说你被打败了。
This means you are defeated。
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
但是是
因为罪像细菌一样
，the sin is like the germ，
它可以在我们的身上
，we can stay in our，
但是并不是我们会生病不可
，doesn't mean that we will be sick，
罪在我们身上
，sin is in us，
不是说我们非犯罪不可
，doesn't mean that we have to sin，
你能够胜过罪的权势
，you can overcome the power of sin，
那么这里当然和十字架发生关系
，this has to do with the cross，
那么弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters，
这里面就难了。
But it is difficult.
因为如果你真的照这样来讲，我们到底怎么办呢
？But if this is true, then how?
所以这里有一幅图画。
Okay, so here is a picture.
给我们看在以斯帖记里面，
我看见
有一个王叫做亚哈水奴。
His name is Ahasuerus.
你说他是昏君啊，还是昏君
？Would you call him a wise king or stupid king，
或者是暴君
，or dictator。
那一开始他当然是暴君的。
At first he was a dictator。
很明显的
，of course， 这
很稀奇不稀奇
？But then，
天书要对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us through this book。
好，我们今天晚上就停在这里。
We'll stop here。
我们低头也简单祷告。
Let's bow。